Journey to Pentecost, Week 2, Day 79, April 9th, 2024. It's for your good. The scripture today is Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Devotion. In this scripture, the Apostle Paul is trying to help the church grow in the Lord and to also have hope. He is letting us know today that if we love God, he will work all things together for the good of them who are the called according to his purpose, saved believers. When Paul says all things and for the good to them, it is not necessarily for our comfort or pleasure. All things also includes times when we may be suffering in pain and sorrow. Yes, God will be there in those happy times, but as believers, he is also working on our behalf even when our health fails, when our finances aren't right, when our children are misbehaving, or our relationships are falling apart. When I experienced an unfortunate bout with cancer, it was not good by any means. But through that experience, the Lord allowed me to encourage others who find themselves facing the same or similar journey. He allows our suffering to work for the good of others. In our suffering, God develops us spiritually and causes us to mature in character. To be the called according to God's purposes, our lives are to be aligned with his purpose. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and all our mind, according to Matthew 22 and 37. When we are on the journey to Pentecost, let us think on these things. Even in times when our lives seem to be troubled, have faith, knowing that God is in control and he is always working on our behalf, fulfilling his purpose in all of us. To God be the glory. Prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word that brings us comfort in knowing that you will be with us in the good times and in the bad times. Your word says, and we know, that all things will work together for good. Help us to trust your word and to walk in our calling according to your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.